everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond with another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. Today is April 2nd. The topic is hope. The quote is from Colette. Hope costs nothing. The last thing we should ever lose is hope, even in the face of the impossible. It costs us nothing to hope. And without hope, we are certain to fail. Without hope, we can't move. We sit and we wait for what we believe is inevitable. We may never know for sure whether we could have changed things. All we know is that we didn't even try. That's pretty powerful right there. I just saw something on social media today, as a matter of fact, and it was a statement that someone made, and they said, why is it that strangers support us and they're our first customer, where our friends and our family are the last? Sometimes we have to dig deep within ourselves and remember who we are. You know, there's that other phrase too about remember your why. I'd like people to remember who they are. Remember the fire that's inside of you. Remember that, yes, I know that Audrey Hepburn said the word impossible says I'm possible. And it's not hokey. It's not hokey. If you're in a place where you're feeling hopeless, why is there the disconnect of who you are? Because when we reconnect with who we are and we remember who we are, we have hope again. Because we remember the things that we've overcome. We know that we can recall how it felt to move through, to overcome, and to have the impossible become possible. We've all had moments like that. So remember who you are. Here's the affirmation for the day. I can hope for the best, and I can let that hope tell me what I need to do to make it happen. I love this affirmation. I can hope for the best, and I can let hope tell me what I need to do to make it happen. I just wrote today, I kid you not, I wrote today, let feeling be the driver. We think so much, and our thoughts aren't necessarily the drivers. Our emotions can be the driver. Love is emotion. Love is not a task. Love is not a thing. It's a feeling. It's a way of being. Bernie Siegel had said, think less, feel more. When we let what we feel be the driver, then yes, let hope tell me what I can do to make it happen. So serendipitous today, kid you not. What do you guys think about this episode? How do you reconnect with hope? How can we use this in our lives in multiple facets of our life? How can we use hope and reconnecting with ourselves and reconnecting with hope and let hope be the driver in our personal life, in our relationship with ourself, in our relationship with others, as well as in the organization. How does hope inspire innovation? How does hope reconnect with every person within the company back to the mission and vision, back to the reason why the organization was founded, back to the solution that was created to solve a social problem? Some good questions, don't you think? All right, drop us a line at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org, or better yet, write a comment. Write a comment in the comments. And thank you so much for being here with us today, you guys. This is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Remember, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.